Blog Talk Radio.
Hello there, friends. Welcome to a new episode of Conscious Cool Chic Radio with Molly McCord. Thank you for being here. Thank you for your presence and your time. I really hope you get a lot out of this weekly show and that it helps connect you with what is happening above us in the cosmos, as well as what's happening within your own energy field. Every Wednesday, I do a live show to help understand the astrology and energies of the week ahead. I've been doing this show since 2012, and thank you for those of you who have been tuning in and following along. You've noticed how the format of the show has changed, and that is just part of how my life has changed. Many of you started listening when I focused on consciousness and spirituality topics. Those are still available to you. All of those episodes, there's nearly 300 in the library, are available for you to listen to. And even though it might seem like, oh, they're a few years old, you'll be surprised that a lot of the information is timeless. You can listen to a show, say, about the soulmates or twin flames, and it will just click with what you're experiencing now. So please do check out the library. I wanted to keep that live so that you would have those resources. And as I have grown and changed in my business, I am now focusing on astrology through this program, obviously, and then a lot of my other teachings are through my books. I am the author of 10 books. Plus, we have a new book coming out here in, I think, June, July, so I'm going to keep you posted on that. I'm very excited about this new book. And I also share business teachings in my new video series, doing video, getting comfortable with video. You can find out more about that at mollymccord.online. So here we are, middle of May, May 17th, and we're going through this month. And doesn't this month feel so different than April? And it should. And thank God it does, because April rocked and rolled, and now we come back to center. And we exhale, because the sun in Taurus reminds us that life can be simple, life can be calm, life can be stable, and to enjoy all of the life around you. Taurus is all about the five senses, and so we're really needed right now to be tuned in to our physical selves, touch, smell, taste, what we see, everything around us, and be in our bodies, be in our physical senses. We also have Mercury just entering Taurus again after the retrograde period, and he brings our minds back to the practical elements of our lives and what is worth our time, where we want to invest ourselves, what has value to us, also how to keep it simple. Man, the past few months have been so active. And that's because we've had so much fire in the sky. And I share this with you almost every week. I know it's getting repetitive. I talk about the fire in the sky. And that's because it's still there. But thankfully, we now have Mercury moving into an earth sign. And so you could feel it as some things are starting to calm down. If something was inflamed, if it was too much, too big, overwhelming, too fast, too energetic, too much, we slow down when we come into the earth signs. So now Mercury is in Taurus, and he's reminding us to breathe and to look at what we really want to commit to, because we find that it's valuable and important. And also, what is too much, what is too complicated, what is no good, and what you don't want to do anymore. I can tell you that yesterday I was so tired, and I slept great. I didn't have any other physical symptoms except I was so tired. And so, of course, I looked at what's going on in the cosmos and what's happening, and We had the moon in Capricorn. We had the sun in Taurus. We had Mercury just coming back to Earth in Taurus. And I realized I think I was energetically tired from being so busy. And I just had to have a day of slowdown. And that was my body telling me, rest. You need to rest right now. And with the planets and Earth signs, we need to go slower. So that was one of the shifts I felt when Mercury moved into Taurus. I felt even my mind was overloaded, and I just needed to not think about anything. It was like, I'm just going to stand here, and I'm going to do some laundry because my life is so glamorous, and that's all I'm going to do right now. So if you've been feeling energetically, big lately, it could be because we've had so much going on with planets and fire signs. The other thing we have going on with all of this explosive energy is the global collective energy is really inflamed right now. And you don't have to look very far to find examples of that. And it comes up in politics right now here in the U.S. I know that also in Europe, France just had a big election. And, you know, there's just a lot going on globally with the changing of the guards, if you will, with these new leaders coming in, with new revelations, with things being unsettled. And this can show up through, it's called being a global pain processor. And this is an energy thing. And it's similar to being an empath, where you're processing emotions or you're picking up on feelings and energies. But when you're, this is my own term, by the way, global pain processor. What it means is that you're tuning in to collective energies and you're feeling them and you have the ability to process them as one of your soul gifts, as one of your talents. And so you are feeling how unsteady things are right now. And it can make you feel sad. You could have unexplained periods of depression or setbacks or fears or anxiety. All this stuff comes up because you're tuning into something that's bigger than you that isn't really yours. And so it's good to separate that and say, well, it's not mine, but dang, I'm feeling it really strongly. So if that's been coming up for you, I wanted to help you identify what it is so that you don't feel like it's you when you're thinking, but it doesn't feel like me. It doesn't feel like my experiences, but I'm still feeling this energy. Understand that you could be processing the pain globally for the collective. You could be feeling it for thousands of people. And if your vibration is higher, you are the one who then can move it forward for more people. And to do that, what you can do is a very simple meditation or visualization where you just imagine streams of higher white light blasting and pouring down on people, soothing them. And just trust what you see and trust what you feel for this. Because your way of dealing with the energy could be very special and amazing. So know that we do have big energies going on right now. We got a lot of stuff being triggered and fights and anger and rah, rah, rah at people. And just it's tumultuous in some ways. And yet we come back to how we are always in control of ourselves, our own energies, and what we want to do today. And the sun in Taurus is reminding us to connect to your senses. I actually think of the sun in Taurus, or Taurus in general, as going to a county fair. And you know how you go to some of these county fairs, and oh, wow, you can really light up all of your senses at once. You've got the visuals, the lights, the rides, the carnival. You got the people, you've got the food, you've got the smells of the fried food or the sweet corn or the livestock. You've got all your senses alive when you go to a county fair. And so that's just one way I like to think of this Taurus energy, is that we come back into our physical selves and we feel good. and grounded that we're here. And we look for ways to make ourselves happy while we're here. And what does that mean to you? And it can mean something totally different to you right now than it's ever meant before. And that is important. We've had all this Aries energy coming through. It's been lighting up a part of your chart. It's been literally like turning on a light in an area of your astrology chart to bring in a new beginning, to usher in something going forward for you. This new part of yourself that you didn't even know was there, you didn't see before, you weren't ready, it wasn't time, and now it is. That's also why we've had so many planets going back and forth in Aries. It's like, are you ready? Here we go. Are you ready? Are you ready? Here we go. The Aries energy is actually helping you take baby steps, which Aries doesn't want to do. Aries is impulsive and impatient, and we want to go, go, go. But the back and forth with these retrogrades, the Venus retrograde, the Mercury retrograde, they both were in Aries because a part of you wasn't ready. And now you're stronger, and now you're more, and now you are. If you can say yes, if you can understand that there's like this whole new path for you to follow that's going to be rewarding and exciting and something that you're ready for, and if you can just have that courage to say yes to it and allow it to unfold, you're going to meet up with awesome new people, new adventures, new levels of success, new everything, because we're moving through a year right now. 2017 is a new year for your life. And that's because we have it as a one universal year in numerology, which is all about new beginnings, fresh starts, a new cycle, a new nine-year cycle. So you're meant to begin something this year that supports the next 9 years of growth. And this is a collective universal number. So the number one is happening for everybody. But then it will sync up with whatever your personal year might be. And you can figure that out through adding up your birthday, so your month and your day, and 2017. You add that up together. So you would say, okay, my birthday is January 22nd. And then you would add up 1 plus 2 plus 2 plus 2017. And that tells you your numerological personal year. So we have this bigger picture, this bigger dynamic of energy that says it's time to begin something new. And the astrology shows us that too, with all of this Aries energy we've been moving through, and how Saturn in Sagittarius is trining Uranus in Aries, saying you are meant to put down a foundation, a structure, a path forward. You are meant to go ahead with this area of your life. And you will either be ready for this, or you may be hesitating, or you may want to move slower. There's so many ways this can be working with each person specifically. But I offer this so that if there's something that's been nudging at you and whispering to you, there's a reason why. And it's meant to help you go forward. Now, we also have the nodes have changed signs, which happens once every 18 months, and they take 19 years to return back to a sign. So it's actually a pretty long cycle, a 19-year cycle. Every planet or point in the zodiac has a different cycle timeline. And the nodes are interesting for how they move backwards in the sky. They're like the ones that come through and make sure that we're still moving forward in the ways that we need to grow and what we have to release. And this recent transition happened last week, May 9th, May 9th, May 10th. And this is when the North Node moved into Leo. So the North Node was in Virgo for the past 18 months. And this is why we were all looking at our health and our diet and our gluten-free. And we're putting coconut oil on everything, and we're looking to organize everything. And we all embraced that book, The Magical Art of Cleaning Up or Tidying Up. You know, that was a hit. All these organizing shows on television are a hit. Tiny houses, at least here in the United States, tiny houses has become a huge thing. There's television shows about them. All this is Virgo stuff. And so now we're moving away from the Virgo, because you should have got things, you know, tidied up and tiny and figured out what you're allergic to and where you need to cut back on the carbs or where you're having too much sugar. Now we take all that information and we move into Leo. And Leo is a very strong, proud sign. It is creative, artistic, expressive. And we can forget that it's also about children and playing. And now it's time to stand up from the desk, to move your body outside, and to play. Because Leo wants us to have fun and to imagine and to dream. And it's like you want to return to your inner child. You want to do something that feels expressive. You want to open up the box of paints and go wild with all the colors. Leo is the part of you that's inviting you to be more bold. And this is happening collectively, where all of us are having the North Node in Leo come through, and it activates a part of your chart that has been dormant for 19 years. And so it's shining that light of Leo in that part of your chart and saying, okay, how's that inner child doing? How's she healing? How's she feeling? Is she expressing herself? Where is your creative expression? How is your self-esteem? How is your self-confidence doing? And I always see this as our soul's energy just starts like shining the light down to activate those parts of you that maybe got put away, that were forgotten, that were pushed to the side. Well, what's super cool, and I mean super cool, about this North Node in Leo right now is that it's starting to form a grand trine with Saturn in Sagittarius and Uranus in Aries. So you're taking your long-term projects, you're taking your unique spark of self, and you're saying, I'm going to stand strong in this. I'm going to be proud about who I am. I'm going to feel good about my choices and where I'm ready to take my next steps and move forward. All of this fire energy, it moves. It is action-oriented. It is dynamic. It is go, go, go. You can get burned. Too much fire, you get burned because it isn't being, oh gosh, what's the word when you're tended to? It's not being tended to responsibly. So you have to tend to the fire. You have to make sure you don't overdo it, but you let it burn and flow and move. And you know, you think of a bonfire and how the flames go up into the sky and there's the little sparks and it's contained, but it's still burning and doing its thing. So there is a part of you that is ready to be strong, stable, secure in greater levels of confidence, and to put yourself out there. So all of this is great to know. However, on the other side of the spectrum, the South Node in Aquarius is where we're releasing and letting go of the lower vibrations of Aquarius. And those would be being too cerebral, being too much of an observer, or a wallflower, where you're only watching other people and you're not understanding that you have a role to play. A lower vibration of Aquarius would be groupthink, where you want to fit in to the group or to the crowd, and you want to think how they think, and you're basically a sheeple. You're a sheep in the mix. You aren't your own individual self. You're too cerebral and detached from life, detached from your own inner fire, your own inner self. There's also the sense with Aquarius is that it can be too rebellious, and it just rejects everything. It rejects what everyone else is doing. And it can be a revolutionary, but it can also attack. It can get into that whole thing of you're shining your light. Well, I'm going to shut that down because who are you to stand out? Who are you to be different? So we're letting go of all this, and we're seeing that each person is here to grow and to offer, to contribute, to express themselves, to take a chance, and to be who they are. And so as this North Node matches up with the energies of Saturn in Sagittarius and Uranus in Aries, we're having more of an outlet for our creative expression. And it's going to be pretty strong through this summer. Then we have the eclipses coming in August. And the eclipses, one of them is in Leo, the other one's in Aquarius. So it also activates the same energies, which is true for all of the eclipses, by the way. They always are working with the nodes. But then we also have the sun moving into Leo. So we're going to have a lot of Leo energy coming in. And that's also going to help you take steps forward. So right now, we focus on the tasks at hand, on what's in front of us, on what brings us joy, on what needs to get done. And if it's felt really busy lately, you're normal, because Mars in Gemini has been basically showing us we have to do like three things at once. And you could think it's too much, it's too crazy. And yeah, it is. Mars in Gemini is a busy body. He's a busy boy. He doesn't really settle down. I don't know when he sleeps. He doesn't stop moving. It's exhausting if he doesn't understand that you have to take a break and breathe. And that's because if you get too reckless, you're going to break an ankle. You're going to get hurt. You're going to have too much anxiety, too much worry, too much anything, because you have to bring it in and look at the bigger picture. Look at the long haul. Mars in Gemini just has to learn to pace himself. You can do it all, and it'll get done, but breathe. Pace yourself, keep a list, delegate. Don't take on more than you can chew. What else do we have going on here? We still have our girl Venus in Aries, and I bet you're probably tired of hearing about that. I'm tired of talking about it. But Venus in Aries is at about 12 degrees, and she's going to finish up the shadow journey this weekend. So what that means is that when she's stationed retrograde at 14 degrees of Aries. When she passes 14 degrees of Aries into 15 degrees of Aries, she's released from everything she's been dealing with since March. It's like the monkey's off her back. She's like, okay already. I got it. I dealt with that. And that's because Venus has been going back and forth in the same territory of your chart since March. And she finally moves into new territory. And that's what she wants to do. She's like, let's move it ahead. I'm done with that. She's very impatient in Aries. She doesn't want to keep doing the same thing over and over again. She wants to get something new started. So it could be that this weekend and next week is when you really feel that burst of the new thing clicking And you might think, oh, it took long enough, or you could take it personally and think for that something you should have done was going to make for a better outcome, in which case I would tell you probably not, because these retrograde periods are meant to slow us down. So Venus will be in new territory next week, and she'll be ready to take those next steps with her new thing, okay? So know that it has been coming together, even if it's been wildly frustrating. She's going to meet up with Uranus in Aries. She's going to meet up with Saturn as well. This happens in the beginning of June. So she's going to get a bit more support and connection. She's really been on her own. And she's going to start to feel that there's other planets that are really helping her move forward. So that's good news for our girl Venus, because we know that she's been through the ringer in the past few months. Jupiter is really slow right now. He's at 13 degrees, and he's going to be at 13 degrees for probably 2 or 3 weeks. I don't have the ephemeris in front of me. Sorry, bad astrologer. But I can tell you that Jupiter is going really slow in Libra because he's slowing down to turn direct in June. So we have 13 degrees of Libra being highlighted. And Jupiter comes through and he expands everything. He brings optimism, faith, trust. He helps you grow. He says, what are you learning? What did you not know before? How are you expanding? So if you have any planets at 13 degrees, especially Libra, Capricorn, Aries, or Cancer, Jupiter at 13 degrees of Libra is working with you strongly from now into June and really shining its giant, huge light on this part of your chart. We have Uranus moving into new territory. He's now at 26 degrees. This is great because it seems like he was hanging out in around 24 degrees for a long time. But Uranus is moving ahead here into new territory, and he sparks up new fire, new flames, new brush fires, if you will, to get you moving, to break you out of something. So if you have anything at 26 degrees, especially Aries, Cancer, Libra, or Capricorn points, Uranus is coming through to break you out of something. So you see it differently. You see it new. You see it fresh. You let go of what you thought it was, and you can have some new insights, new revelations, new freedom. He really wants you to break out of any boxes you were in. This is the one that expands our consciousness, that expands how we see ourselves in the world right now and how you can contribute. So as we continue through May, we're really getting some fresh energy coming in. Open up to it, okay? Be open to what shows up, who shows up, the possibilities, the potentials. Open the new path, the new potentials, the new ideas, the new something, because it is happening now. It is coming through. We are meant to take these new steps, and you are more ready than you realize. And that's often how a new adventure starts, is that you can just even feel it. You feel, I'm ready for this, and I don't understand it. I don't know it. I don't see the how. It's not clear. It's okay, because right now you're going on that gut instinct that's asking you to just take the steps forward, to trust, and also to know that you're going to have the information show up, you're going to have the solutions, the practical elements come through, and things are moving forward now, even if they were on a giant pause here for the past few months. So I'll see you back here next Wednesday, and we'll talk about the rest of the energies of May. I wish you a beautiful day ahead, and don't forget, you can check out the beach retreats that are happening this fall. I'm offering 2 beach retreats for spiritual seekers and writers. Go to mollymccord.online. I will see you next week. Have a beautiful week ahead, my friends. Bye-bye.